Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's listening today, just for her, again, for her salvation and her safekeeping, and anything that's spiritually dangerous to her is revealed and removed, and that she's cleansed and washed from her sin, and that she has a heart for the same thing for any of the loved ones that she has in her life, and also ask that for any loved ones that she has in her life. And that she just bears fruit for you. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33, which is a good blueprint for times of judgment, and just having talked about just different doctrines and things, and we'll talk more about other, there's a lot going on that you need to be careful with. Talking about, let's see here. Just on a side note, if there's any sister that's interested in helping out with the ministry, you can just go ahead and text message me. My phone number is at the bottom of the description there. That'd be appreciated. Okay, thank you. But let's see here. Thine heart shall... Actually, you know what? Let me do this for a moment, because I had somebody ask me a really good question that I think would be good to answer just briefly. Somebody asked, how do you know if someone is of God? Okay. Having been advised that they need to practice discernment, listening to stuff and things like that, they said, how do you know if someone is of God? I want to talk about that just really briefly because it is important. This is a good question to be asking right now, because you probably have run into this already where you're hearing a lot of people talk about Christian, I'm a Christian, 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 you know, and then also to so many churches and stuff like that. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, okay, and probably have even gotten into stuff where you're like, oh, this sounds like a good place. And all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this is not, something's wrong. You know, you're like, how do I know? Okay. First you need to be practicing, just discernment in general. Okay. As scripture says, be vigilant, be sober, for your enemy goeth around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's, the book of Peter. Okay. But if you're not, but you also need to be praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Nothing can teach you, who's God and who's not, but the Holy Ghost. Okay. The scripture says that the carnal mind is enmity against God. Okay. And Jesus gives thanks. Okay. He says, I thank thee, O Lord, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them unto babes. Okay. When you look and he's, comes, okay, here, and you know, he's the Messiah. Okay. It's not those who are wise and prudent in their own eyes, the Pharisees, who recognize him. It's those who are babes and those who are chosen to be apostles. Okay. You look at them, they don't, you just look at the way that they behave. They don't really know anything, but they're babes, and he chooses to rebuild things in, as babes. What you need to do. Okay. If you think that you can know right from wrong on your own strength with your own brain, you're going to fall and be humbled. Okay. Scripture says, again, the carnal mind is enmity against God. Okay. But if you put your faith and your trust in the Holy Spirit to guide you. Okay. And you don't put your trust in yourself and like you, because thinking that you can like know on your own. Okay. Leaning onto your own understanding and your own mind, what is of God and what is not. Okay. And you're like, and you're scared inside. That's not a bad thing. Okay. That's the Spirit shaking you inwardly, trying to get you to put your faith. Cause this is not, it's not, okay. It's a horrible analogy cause it's like gambling, but it is a good metaphor. Okay. It's like that game. I don't know what it's called. Where people will roll the dice and they'll say all on red. Okay. All on black. Okay. It's some sort of gambling game. I don't even know what the name of it is, but they throw out their like dice or something and they put it all on one color or the other color. And then it rolls. And if the game lands on that color, then they win. Okay. You need to say all on you, Lord. Okay. All on you. It's not fake. Okay. It's real in the Spirit. Just because you can't see it and it's invisible, where a person's faith lies is revealed, okay, and made manifest before the throne of God. Okay, just because you can't see it with your own carnal two eyeballs in this place, okay, all right, doesn't mean it's not real. Before the throne of God, where your faith is, where your faith rests, is revealed. Okay, your faith needs to be in the spirit, okay? Not in you, all on the spirit, truly, deep, and inwardly to teach you who is of God and who is not of God. And sisters, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to start praying for yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to grow and have a strong relationship with Him and begin to learn what He sounds like. Once again, it goes back to the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. If you've got spirits, I've got a teaching coming out on deliverance. Okay. But if you think you got spirits, you need to get those things out. Okay. You need to be searching these things out with the Lord. Okay. Because those will mix you up. They talk to you in your head. Okay. And your own mind will talk to you in your head. Okay. But the Lord is Hebrews, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You need to start diligently seeking Him, praying and fasting, asking to hear Him, asking to develop a strong relationship with Him, asking. And then again, this is Isaiah. He says, you will hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Okay. He will guide you just like He guided the Jews out of Egypt with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Okay. He will guide you just like that. Okay. But you have to humble yourself before Him. He gives more grace. And this is again, book of Peter. Okay. That, He resisted the proud, but He gives more grace to the humble. Okay. Again, right. Jesus says, okay, praise the Lord. If you have revealed, hid these things from the wise and prudent, revealed them unto babes. Okay. Make yourself a babe before the throne of God. Don't trust in yourself to know. Okay. Who is of God and who is not. Know that your own mind is wicked and it is in agreement with this place and you can't trust it. And then moreover, this is the book of Thessalonians, a great deception is coming upon the whole world. Again, the book of Matthew 24, okay? That if possible, the very elect will be deceived. So this whole place is going to get wacky, okay? It's going to get crazy. It's going to be just strange, okay? You're not going to be able to tell your left from your right apart from the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the one that's going to guide you and lead you. Again, the parable of the five wise and five foolish virgins. Okay, this is all over in Scripture in terms of prophecy. You need to speak and be aware if you're going through trials right now. You're like, I really thought that that's what I was supposed to do. Okay, I really thought that I knew what was going on. All of a sudden, you're like, I didn't know what happened. Okay, I got really mixed up in that situation. That's the Spirit humbling you. Okay. If you're going through a situation, coming out and going, man, you know, I really thought I knew what I was supposed to do. And I was like dead wrong. And everything is just really strange. That's the Spirit bringing you to your knees. Okay. Because you need to put your faith in Him to teach you. Okay. I talked about grace already. Okay. You need to start. I'm going to put also put a document up on the webpage too, going over the doctrine of grace. If you need to reference it again, more closely with the scriptures and everything like that. But you need, His grace is like a boat, okay? You're saved by grace. It's Ephesians 2 and 8, okay? It's not of yourselves, okay? Lest any man will boast, okay? It's not you that gets yourself to heaven. You're predestined. Again, this is Romans chapter 8, okay? You are saved by grace. You're predestined. So you need to rest in His grace. You need to believe in His grace, okay? And harden not your heart, like it says in Hebrews, okay? That He will guide you, He will lead you, that you can trust Him. But the question is, where is your faith? Is it in you? Just like heaven. You're not getting to heaven if your faith is in your works. It's the same basic principle with everything. Okay? If your faith is in your works, you're not getting there. If your faith is upon Christ Jesus, okay? If your faith is upon Him, okay? Then you'll be deemed justified. Okay? It's the same basic principle with everything. Okay? All your trials. If your faith is on yourself to get you through your trials, you're going to fall. If your faith is upon Christ Jesus to get you through it, you'll be fine. Okay. Same thing with knowing who's of God and who's not. Okay. If your faith is upon your own brain, you're going to fall. If your faith is upon Christ Jesus and His Holy Spirit to teach you, then you'll get it. You will. Because it's too complicated. Every situation that you're in is going to be different for each person. You're going to be talking to someone. You're going to be going to some church. And his doctrine is going to be off over here. Or it's going to be off over there. And you're not going to know what. But if your faith is in the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden you'll just pop open your Bible one day. And there'll be a scripture. And you'll be like, oh, okay, that's wrong. Because look, this Bible says this. Okay. Or, oh, the Holy Spirit, open up your ears. Listen to what that person's saying. Whoa, that's some bad fruit. Okay, I can see that's not of God. Oh, wow. Red light. Be careful. Okay. But it's Him that's going to do it. And then again, this is Matthew chapter 21, Verse 21, it says, "Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Ask in prayer, believing. Father, okay, teach me, reveal to me what is you and what is not. You got it. Good news. The scripture says that the scriptures cannot be broken. So if you ask in faith, okay, believing that he will grant that prayer, and you know he will, okay? Again, this is the book of 1 John. If you ask anything according to his will, we know that we have it, okay? And that is absolutely according to his will, okay? And if you even struggle with faith there, guess what? New Testament, you're under grace. You can ask for faith as well, okay? You say, I waver in faith in that area. Maybe you've had problems with that. Father, give me faith, okay, that you will reveal to me who is not and who is of God, okay? You're covered, okay? You're covered from wall to wall, door to door, top to bottom. Covered, a scripture in that, okay? Just put your faith in him and just ask him to reveal it to you, and he will. But put your faith in the Holy Spirit to guide you. Leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister starting today. She has a tremendous day worshiping and glorifying you and bearing fruit for your glory and shining so bright and being salt and light like you commanded us. Ask all these things in Jesus' name, amen.